Since Amru, they said that's the Machtesim base. Amru, Hoyle, since the Ace Ratzon, who's the Tommy Ratzon, the boy
Ratzon.
Because Hashem allowed them to capture, Hashem allowed them to capture the Yetzirah. Hashem allowed them to capture the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. Hashem allowed Klal Yisrael to capture the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. Until this point in time, it was the Yetzirah to bow down to stone and wood and sun and moon.
It was a lust.
Do you have a taiva to bow down to this
Tisha
B'Av?
No, it was a lust.
Right, a lust.
It's the same lust as Arayas.
Yes, exactly. Even double as strong. Double as strong.
Really?
Could you imagine, Chazal say, the same taiva.
It was stronger than Arayas?
Double as strong. Arayas
really?
Was Where also double as strong.
That?
More right now.
Yeah.
The taiva for We Have Noshim then was double.
It's amazing.
And then they had another taiva that was double of We Have Noshim, another Yetzirah, to bow down to this Tisha B'Av. Do you have any desire to bow down to this Tisha B'Av?
Yeah, we can't fathom with that.
Can't fathom, right?
Yeah.
Well, they did. That's what they had the taiva. Amru, they said a whole sense of Yetzirah since the race Hashem already gave us, delivered us to
weaken him and yet to
we are victorious.
To kill him. Yeah.
We have conquered the Yetzirah for Gilif and Noshim.
No,
I'm for Avodah Zarah. We bought Achme, a Yetzirah, the Aveira. Let's conquer the
Yetzirah.
Arise. So Noshim.
Period.
No taiva. See a woman in the street, no problem. You don't have to.
Not only that, you see the chickens also, they won't lay.
No, see,
nothing.
Okay, we have to go fight. Boy Rachame, remember, we have to.
The
Mechilas Kvoy, the Goin, Tzadik, Mephurs, Manoidavash, Ordem, Shokobin, Shogol, Rav Yisrael Zev, Lobel.
This is Dafyam, like saying Tehillim.
Right, exactly. Even worse than Tehillim. Tehillim, at least you say, this we don't even say, this is just make believe, turn the pages. So, Diva Yitzdavera, Boy Rachame. The Mavakash Rachamim, the Amsub Yodayu, and therefore they got it. They got both. Now they captured, they conquered the Yates. So can you imagine to be living during those that Tkufa?
They asked, you mean they dominated, and it was given over.
You don't get, therefore you see a Merdeka Yisrael in this Gemara. This, they're not going to say in the Shuli share, is that the Koyach to be Miskaber over the Yates for Arayos is totally in Koyach HaTzvila. It says, Bohu Rachame, this is the template for us. If you want to be Miskaber to overcome the Yetzirah for Arayos, it's not enough to have a filter. It's not enough Shmir Senayim.
Of course, you always have to daven. Miskaber.
It's the Ikka, that's all the Gemara Taka says.
Yeah.
It doesn't say over here in the Gemara they had filters and they had seminars and that. It says here the Ikka, this is a very important Yesod. The only thing the Gemara says that is necessary to be Matzlich, to be Miskaber. Boy Rachame. No?
But it's not much like that in Rechaim HaKadosh.
You have to.
Achre Mois, he says, the eyes and the heart. Once.
Avada, you gotta do all the Maisim without fields garnished.
Next.
Without garnished. Today, if you're gonna emphasize just do this, and you're not gonna emphasize the Koyach HaBakosh of Rachamim, it's not gonna make a difference. The Ikar is, you have to do the Ikarim. Boy Rachamim, the Imsavi, they will Matzliach. Amr Luhu. The Amr Luhu.
Who said?
I think Hashem said. Who said? The Malach said? I don't know. Amr Luhu. Chazu.
Rashi doesn't say.
The Yetzirah.
Okay, I have to lower your volume a little bit. You're talking to the microphone. You're talking to the microphone. It's very loud over you. Waking up the whole truth. You're waking up the dead. Vaita. So
Amalu
Chazu, the Ikat Lisu. So the Yetzar said, if you're going to kill me, the Ikat Lisu Leilid Lahahu, he referred to himself in third person. If you're going to go and you're going to kill that creature, referring to himself.
What does the Bach say?
Oh, he's Gimbal, we can't hear Bach. It takes too long. Lahu Gavra. You call him a Gavra, a mensch. Lahu Gavra. The Yetzirah is a Gavra. It's not Shtamazoy, it's a Gavra. Kalia Alma, the Welt is going to be destroyed.
So
they didn't know what to do. So what they did was 3 days. Could you imagine what it was like to live during those 3 days? Could you imagine the Sipak Hanah of living in this world those 3 days? No taiva for Noshim, no taiva for Avodah Zarah.
Doesn't say that because they didn't yet kill him.
But he was conquered. He was locked up. He was locked up. They locked him up. He was not. He was in jail.
Some slave ones a different shot.
Okay, but Pashup shot is.
Yes, it's Avodah Zarah.
We didn't finish the Gemara yet.
Yeah.
But right now, during these 3 days, Shlomi, what would you give to go back to be there during those 3 days? Could you imagine? You could mamish in Ovid Hashem, Belev Shalom. No taivis mishagasim favodah zarah gileras tzvamsh olam haba in this world. Those 3 days. If someone asks you, if you can go back in time, in history, what kufa would you want to be in?
The day that shot Lincoln.
What?
They shot Lincoln.
He says, the day they shot Lincoln. You hear what he
says? Next.
What an end.
You know why? Because they shot him in the temple. What do you want more than that? Temple! Shot him in the temple.
I don't get it.
In a holy sanctuary. In a sanctuary. They killed him in the temple.
He wants to go back. So I would have answered, you go back to the 15 years when Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov overlapped. 15 years. What would it be like to live during those 15 years when you have Avraham, Yitzchak, and Shul? Yes, Avraham, this is this Yaakov. Could you imagine such a thing? Is that amazing to go back during that time? But you know what the best answer is? This is better. This is even better. Yeah. To go back to these 3 days when there was no Yetzer Hara in this Welt, for Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos, could you imagine what the world was like during those 3 days? 3 days of Giluyim. Unbelievable. So, Chavshua Tulasa Yomei. They wanted an egg, a fresh egg. They wanted some scrambled eggs. They went to Dunkin' Donuts for some scrambled eggs. A fresh egg.
You mean, but it says
Bas Yoima means today. The egg with the chicken leg. They laid the egg today. They wanted
couldn't find.
They couldn't find because the same way the Yetzer there's no Taiva for it goes all Tolim was there. The chickens didn't mate. There was no Yetzer Hara. Right. So there were no eggs that were laid. There was no time for the Ganzer Welt. The Ganzer Eretz Yisrael, lo ashkach, lo ishtakach. So therefore, as Tully said, if you're going to take away the Yetzer Hara for Gilia for Arayos, then there's going to be no Taiva. There's going to be no Taiva for Puri or Revia, and the Ganzer Welt is going to come to an end.
Nee.
So Amudei said, hey, Chinav, what should we do? Naktilei? If we're going to attack or kill the Yetzer for the Yetzer Hara for Kali Amlu will be destroyed. Niboy Rachame, so what do they do? Niboy Rachame Apalga. So they will mispalel half. Niboy Nishalayim, let's kill half of the Yetzer Hara. Take away, reduce it by 50%. So the Gemara says, no. Palga Barikia Lo Yahave. This is a mamish, a peel deployment with them over here. It says that they don't give half. In Shemayim, it's all or nothing. Which is a pelting example because the Gemara has said, because you have all of a chazal that says that tefillah accomplishes half.
It's a
mechza. So what is this? Mamash astira mine obey. The Gemara here says that they said, so mamash astira, half to find for the Gemara. A palga b'dikil lo yahava. They don't give you half. But Nadav Aviu had 4 sons. Elazar v'isama, Nadav Aviu, Aaron did the eagle. V'gam ba'ad Aaron espalo bo'esahi. And how many of his children died?
Two.
Only 2 died, not 4. So you see that Tzvilis oisa mechza. Tzvilis oisa mechza. And here it says, Gorn, you don't palga b'rikil lo yahavid. Okay, not for now. So what did he do? Kachlinu le'ene, they blinded his eye. V'shavkuhu, and they let him loose. V'ahane, and therefore, what is the accomplishment?
What does v'ahane mean?
The benefit. The benefit of blinding the eye of the Yetzer Hara for Arayis is le'migre be le'inish bik rifta. A person does not have a taiva for his mother, for his sister, for his kraven. That means that before this tekufa, a person couldn't live at home. Because if you would see
his,
you go meshugah. A person sees his mother, sees his sister, sees his daughter, sees any woman, go meshugah. The Yetzer Hara was for craving. So the Gemara here says that the accomplishment of blinding the eye of the Yetzer Hara, that a person, a normal, healthy person, does not have a taiva for his craving. There's no taiva. Only meshugahim have to do these things. Normal people have no taivas for their craving. For their craving.
So you see.
Okay, Meshugayim. They're always Meshugayim.
So Rashmin explained to me. You look in the Mefarshim, the Kraven depends which Karev. He said the Mefarshim explained.
Talking about a mother, a sister, Pashup Shad. I mean,
yes, mother and sister, but Atan. Right. Not an aunt.
Cousins?
Not an aunt.
Not an aunt, no.
And not a.
Sister in law?
Yeah, yeah.
Not that, all right. Okay, so the immediate relatives.
That's so what I'm saying. Fine.
Okay. B'marav Masni, B'marav Nerichol Masni Hachi. This is what they said. Masni Rav Gidol Amar. A different version of the story. It says in the pasuk over here. It says going back, we learned earlier in the pasuk was says Gadol. The word Gadol. We had a pasuk. The pasuk of the pasuk said, what was the pasuk? Go up on the page. We quoted a pasuk. And the pasuk says, "Vayitzaku l'Hashem Elokim b'kol gadol." A kol gadol. So what's the god? What is? It says, "Vayivarch Ezra Hashem Elokim ha'gadol." That's the pasuk. Pasuk toward the top of the page. Vayivarch Ezra es Hashem hu Elokim ha'gadol. Frek the Gemara above my gadol. So now we have a nigh version. Rav Gidl, oh my, that's why it's called Rav Gidl, because his tavkin in the Velt was in order to be, say this mahalach, a naidin of Gadol, that's why it's called Gadol, Gidl. Isn't it amazing? People are always called after the tavkin. Person comes into this world, they have a tavkin, they're called after the tavkin. So you are you listening to me? Are you watching television? Listen to me? Now watching Shuli? Right, Rav Gidl Amar, Gadol, Shagadloi B'Shem HaMafarish, so we discussed this yesterday, Shagadloi B'Shem HaMafarish, that when, what did Ezra do? He was Misakein, then in the base HaMikdash, when they say the Shem HaShem, they say the Shem HaMafarish. They say Yudke Vavke the way with the real vowels. What are the real vowels of Yudke Vavke? You know what the real vowels are? It's the vowels of Ahava. Ahava. You take the Nikud, Patach, Patach, and the Komatz. Those are the real, that's the real way to pronounce Yudke Vavke. If you would put a patach and a komatz. And that is why, by Birchos Kohanim, the Kohanim say, Asher Kedushon B'Kedushosos Shel Aron, Levorech Hasamo Yishol Be'ahava. Why do you say the word Be'ahava? Because the Tavkir of Birchos Kohanim is, V'Somu Eshemi Al B'nei Yisrael. The Gantz Avoid is the Shem Hashem. And B'Zman Hazeh Loi Kish Ani Nichtav Ani Nikra. We pronounce Adnos. And it's spelled Yudke Vavke, we pronounce it Adnos, but L'Asalavoy, and in the Migdash, according to Tzvani Ezra, they pronounce the Shem HaMafarish, Be'ahava. Someone who's a very big expert in this told us to have a person, an elderly person.
By the way, in the Siddur, it's printed like that?
No, in the Siddur, it's printed Adnos, to remind you. The Nikud in the Siddur should be a Patach, a Cholom.
When you say Patach, you mean Pasach?
Pasach, what's called? Sof? That's how you pronounce it? I don't know. I didn't go to kindergarten. I don't know. So the way they put in, first of all, in the art school Sidurim, they took out all the dots.
Yeah.
I don't know why. In the old-fashioned Sidurim, they had under the Yud a Patach, and under the Vav, and then...
I remember a Shva.
Oh, so the reason, because really it's the same thing. Because a Shva, because it's not really a Patach, it's a Chat of Patach.
Patach
is a Shva.
Yeah.
When you say Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and then the letter Yud, it's really a Chat of Patach. So Chat of Patach really is a Shva. Some have a Patach, some have a Shva. It's easier for the printer to put in a Shva. That's really more accurate, probably. Because it's under the Vav is a Cholom. Because Do. And then under the next Vav is a Komatz. In other words, they make believe, the Yudke Vavke, they make believe it was spelled Aleph Dalet Nun and then the letter Yud.
Yeah.
And they're putting in the Nikud in order to remind you, Loi Kish Ani Nichtav Ani Nikra. The letters in the Sidur is Yudke Vavke, but the pronunciation is the Nikud of Adnos. Even though those letters are not in the Siddur, but they put the Niku to show you. That's how it used to be in the Shri Dikadaris.
So you remember saying
today,
that.
The art school, for some reason, they took it all the dots. I don't know
why.
You
were saying somebody...
But the real way, what's Taka Kishad L'Asalavai, how do you pronounce Yudke Vavke, the real way? It's the same Nikud as the Shem, is the word Ahava, which also was a Chata Patach. The Aleph of Ahava is also be a Shua, it's also a Chata Patach. Ahava. Dafkamin is going to be the second.
But you were going to say something, you were going to quote from somebody.
So that's why everything I'm telling you now is coming from this person. This person, his name is Harav Dr. Colonel Shlomo Cohen. He lives in Philadelphia.
Wow.
He was a chaplain in the army. He rose to the rank of Colonel. Harav, I always refer to him as Harav, Dr. Colonel Shlomo Cohen. He gave me a whole fan, he's an expert, he has a PhD in this. And he told me that the real way to pronounce the Yudke Vavke is with the same exact dots, the Nikud of Ahava.
What happened to Yudke Vavke?
What do you mean? The letters are Yud K. We don't do this. Also, Yud K Vav K. Right in the Siddur. There are four letters.
When you pronounce Yud K Vav K,
you pronounce it. You don't ignore it. You ignore the whole thing. You say. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and then the letter Yud, right?
Yeah, but we all know how to pronounce Yud, K, Vav, K.
No, we don't. How do we pronounce it? I never knew this until he told this to me. I don't know how to pronounce it. How do you pronounce Yud, K, Vav, K?
How did the Goyim call him the Jehovah Witnesses?
don't bring a raya from the goyim. I don't know what the goyim do. The real way to pronounce, the real way to pronounce Yud, he proved me, he told me all these things. This guy, I trust him 100%, he's a PhD in this stuff. He knows his stuff. The real way to pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Mesoira, the real Nikud is the same Nikud as the word Ahava. And the way we pronounce it, we don't pronounce it all together. We instead say Adnos. And in the classic traditional Sidurim, the Nikud for Yud Kei Vav Kei is the Nikud of Adnos. In order to remind you, Loi Kishani Nichtav Ani Nikra. But the real way is the same word as Ahava, and that makes a lot of sense.
They write it in a Chumash.
They write, well, the art scroll took it out. I don't know, I gotta call them up. Why did they do that? Why the old art scroll they have the same thing as Adnos. Some Siddurim have. So what do you have there? Oh yeah, what Chumash do you have there? What does it say? The new, what does it say over there?
This is the Living
Torah. Kaplan, good. He's the best.
So it's Yud-Kei,
Vav-Kei. He has a Shva. A Shva, the reason why there's a Shva instead of a Patach is because it's not a real Patach. It's a Chat of Patach. When you say Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and then the letter Yud.
Not a Patach, it's a Shva.
I know, you're not listening to me. You know what the chil between a Patach and a Chat of Patach is?
Yes.
So what's the difference? A Chat of Patach is a Patach with two dots, with a shva. How do you pronounce that? How do you pronounce a chata patach? Well, the way we, for example, aharoin. Aroin, how do you pronounce aroin? Under the hay, there is a chata patach. Okay, so many people, they just skip the whole hay. Aroin. They make believe the hay is a shva.
The word Aaron, you don't say Aaron.
I say a full patach. Aharon. Rav Moshe Feinstein would stop. Rabbi Mayevsky used to be lame for Rav Moshe Feinstein. If he did not say Aharon, he would make him say it again. Because it's in between. A chat of patach means a quick patach. Quick. Patach is raised. Aharon. That's wrong. You're giving too much emphasis on too much of a patach for the ha. He's supposed to do it very quickly. When you do it very quickly, what it really turns into is into a shva. But it's not a total shva. It's a shtickle more than a shva. These are very fine points. Most people don't even pay attention
same
to this.
Same thing like Vesecha Zeno. It's also the same thing.
That's a chat of segol. The chat of segol.
How do you say that?
Vesecha, you go quicker. Like you say MS. How do you say the aleph of the, it's a chat of segol. These are fine points, but the point over here is that's why you always get into trouble when it comes ushakoli bini. Is it ushak ushakoli bini in the Birchos Yitzchak? In the Birchos Yitzchak, Yitzchak said to Yaakov, "Come, kiss me."
Yeah.
So in some chumashim, it's there's a shava under the shin.
Yeah.
And in some chumashim, there's a chat of patach under the shin.
Yeah. So which one?
It's really
correct?
The same thing. So whatever you're going to do, no, it's chata patach. That's the correct one. It's a chata patach. But a chata patach is really a shva.
So how do you say it quickly?
So the problem is I always, when I do, I don't learn so often, I look in the majority of the shul chumashim. And if the majority of the shul chumashim, there's a shva, I do a shva. I'm not looking to get into trouble. I do whatever they have in the shul chumashim. That's the rule. Whatever the shul chumashim have, where the people are listening to you, that's what you do. Even if it's wrong. Because they're not going to believe you that it's wrong. If this is the chumash, the shul board, for the people in the shul, you do whatever it says in their chumash. So there you'll see, is it ushaka or ushaka? Ushaka. It's almost the same thing. So if you do ushaka, so that's a shva. But let's say the people in your shul, they have a chata patach under that shin. So then they're going to be very upset. You should not see if they're paying attention, doing the right way now. All right. But the point of it is, under, when you look in your chumash there, in the kavan, there's a shva. Because that's when you have an adnos. Go look up the word Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Underneath the Aleph is a Chat of Patach. And a Chat of Patach is usually sometimes indicated with a Shva. They leave out the Patach part, they just have the Shva part. And therefore, the Nikud underneath Yud Kei Vav Kei is the Nikud of Aleph Dalet Nun and then the letter Yud.
I don't understand. What happened to the Nikud under Yud Kei Vav Kei?
You don't say it. You're not allowed to. It's a terrible Avera.
But I'm I'm saying if a kid, if a child will be learning Chumash,
so you teach children. You teach children. The reason why they have different nikud than you have the letters is this is part of Chinuch Habanim. It's loy kishani nichtov ani nikra. Nichta b'yudke vavke nikra b'adnos. This is aleph. You teach the kindergarten the same way you teach this letter aleph. This letter bay. This letter gimel. When you come into the sidur and there is yudke vavke, this is the way it is spelled. But the mesorah is to read it adnos. What's the big deal? But the real way la'asalavai, we're going to read it with the same nikud as the word ahava. Yudke vavke is midas harachamim. Midas harachamim stems from ahava.
Yeah.
Ahava. It's a very tiva vart. You hear? And that explains why you say by Birchas Kehanim, Asher Kedeshon Biktushosto Shel Aharon Vitzivanu Levorech Es Amo Yisrael Be'ahava. When do you make ever see like a bracha like this? Be'ahava. Because it says in the pasuk Vissamu Eshemi Al Bnei Yisrael Vani Avorechem. That's what it says right after Birchas Kehanim. The goal is to put the Shem Hashem. And the Meila, we say Be'ahava that the Kavana should be the Shem Hashem of Rachamim and Shlemus, like Asalavai. And it says here by Ezra, this is what he did. This is what he did last love. He went and he brought about Godol Shagoloi B'Shem HaMefarash. He exalted Hashem, he was Mesakin, that he should now say the Shem HaMefarash. That's what called this man Yomar. But the Mashiach didn't come yet. What's Taka Dabshat? It says in the Pasuk you're not supposed to do that. Why was he allowed to do that at this point in time? What does Rashi say? Is there Rashi over here that's Shem HaMefarash? Let's see. I don't see any Rashi over here to explain why he said the Shem HaMefarash. What is over here in the parish? The Hainish Gilu B'Shivcha is Ezra Lashem B'Brach Ezu Al Yidei Shehizke B'Shem Shem HaMefarash. Shem and Arba Oisiyos. He said it the way it's supposed to say it. Vayit in the Gemara. Rav Masna Omar Hakel HaGadol HaGibor V'HaMeira. Rav Masna said he was Master at Yeshua. In the Shemon Esrei. What do you say in Shemon Esrei? Hakel HaGadol HaGibor V'HaMeira. That was the Chiddush. They had a shorter Shemon Esrei in those days. You'd get home earlier every night. You would come home earlier every night. Uh-huh. Because you would not have to say those words. You would say Hakel HaGadol. You would not have to say HaGibor V'HaNeira. Those two words were omitted. It's like the person, the Yekka, who tells his wife on the night when they stop saying the saying that, well, that's Pesach night. Where, how does it go? When you start saying Mashiv Rechmon, he's coming home later. I'm coming home later tonight. Why? Because tonight we're going to start saying, instead of a saying Birocha, we start saying the saying Tal Umotor Levrocha. How many more words? The same Birocha. The same Tal Umotar Levach, two more words. So he tells his wife, I'm going to be coming home late tonight. You hear? You know that joke, right? Yeah, it's a joke. Fine, weiter. So here, the Zelbzach,
that's why they're called Yekka, because when he was late, his wife said, Ayekka. Huh? Where were you?
Ayekka. That's Ayoi. Right. Amai Akel Hagadol Hagiba Vahanayra. V'hod Rav Masna, Matya lid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This Rav Masna said, what Rav Masna? Rav Masna was the one that said that they added the words, they added Hagibor v'Hanoira. It's Matya. What does the word Matya mean? So it says over here in the Mefarash, the word Matya means Matya, Noite. It's a very hard, Noite means it tilts. It is similar. It is inclined. Ois nem aleph. Rabbeinu Eliyakim ulam hu goras natya. V'gir sasenu mitaya. V'goyis hagro goyis misayeya. Misayeya. It's a proof. Okay, so the different girsois. There's three different girsois as to the correct word over here. Is it matya? Is it misayeya? Is it natya? It all basically means the same idea. That what he says over here is a proof, or it is in agreement with Lid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Diyamar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Lo manikon Shimon Anshei Knesses Hagedoyla. Why is this authority called the Anshei Knesses Hagedoyla? How many members? How many members within this assembly? 120.
Most and of them were Nevi'im.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Anshei Knesses.
Mishtabru at least says that.
Yeah? Why Shach Ziroi Atar L'Yoshna? The reason why they call the word Gedoyla is they were Machsir the Atar L'Yoshna. What do we mean? Omar Asa Moshe. Originally, Moshe said Omar Hakel HaGadol HaGibor V'HaNeira. Also, Yirmiyah, oh, this Murdi Gavard over here. Yirmiyah, the Mahus of Yirmiyah is V'yomar, Nochrim, Mekarkarin, Vecholoi, Ayei Noirosav. Okay, so you want to understand the Mahus of Yirmiyah. Define Yirmiyah in words. If you want to go summarize the entire Sefer Yirmiyah, Yirmiyah is serious stuff. Gemara says most of Yirmiyah is Puranusa. Two of the Haftaras of the Gimel de Puranus that we're coming to right now come from Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah is very tough. Why? The Mahus of Yirmiyah is a complaint. Ayei Noira Isaf. Where is the Noira of the Rebbeinu Shalom in the Welt? Loyamar Noira. He didn't say Noira. Also Doniel. What's the Mahus of Doniel? This is Megillas Esther. Omar Nochrim Mishtabdim Dibonav. Akate Avdi Achashvero Shanan. We're still living in the glow of Daniel. Daniel said, how could it be that the Eibush allows us to be servants to another king? The Gemara says, Akate Avde Achashvero Shanan, and never went away. We're still living, even during the right now in 2021, La Misporam. We're still living. We are still together. Akati Avdei Achashverosh.
Al Achashverosh.
Yes, Achashverosh is a shame that even though he met a person, but it's kol all the shibudim of the veil until Mashiach.
Yeah, but we're under Edom, not without the Zach. Achashverosh. We're not in Persia.
This is the Tiv of Art. It doesn't Achashverosh doesn't just mean a person whose name was Achashverosh, who was the king of the Persian Empire. Achashverosh in Chazal's understanding is a title which represents Shibud Malchus until the coming of Mashiach.
So why is it phrase the word Achashverosh then?
Everything in the Megillah is pshat, but it also represents Hechra and Yanim. This is a Chazal. All the Darshanim say that. They all say. They say very scary things.
What's Achashverosh in English?
I don't know.
Xerxes?
I have no idea. I don't know.
What?
I'm ignorant. Ignorant.
What did he say?
What is in English? How do they refer to this man in the Harvard University?
Achashverosh? I forgot, but he...
Xerxes? Does that sound familiar to you?
No.
Achashverosh, that's what they say, very scary stuff. They say that the Holocaust and Tach V'Tat, in Megillah says that Zeremes...
Some Sofer says that.
Zeremes, why?
That the Gzera was never...
What was the Gzera? Because the Gzera was Lahashmid, Laharagul, Abinis, Kolahim, and that was never bottled. We only had the right to defend ourselves.
Some Sofer says
to defend that. Ourselves. It was never bottled. Yeah. And being that today, Akati Avdi Achashverosh Anan, it's still in effect.
Oh, that's nice.
That's not nice. It's pretty scary.
No, I mean, now we're in the same shot.
It's still in effect.
Some Sofer says this.
It's still in effect.
That later, Shnas Tach V'Tat is because of...
Why? Because the Gzer was never bottled. But the king is bottled. Yeah. The Malchus is bottled.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Chazal say explicitly it's not Akade Avdei
Achashverosh. By the way, last week's parsha, it says when they went through, they were complaining to Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, Tiksa Nafesh, what did it say? Tetsa Ruach. Listen, the Tiksa Ruach, it says there.
I don't know. They would. They
look at the Balaturim.
Balaturim
say they saw into the future, Klai Yisrael, all the tsaras that Edom was going to do
really,
for us.
Really?
When
wow.
They saw the Holocaust.
Unbelievable. Scary. Very scary. So the Malchus of Daniel, Daniel is the Ish HaTanach of Megillas Esther. And Daniel fatayt the ganze tkuf of Megillas Esther with his terms, Oman Nochrim, Mishtabdim, Bebonov. Ayei Givuroisov. The Malchus of Daniel is Ayei Givuroisov. Where's the Gevura? The Gevura of the Rebbeinu Shel, the Nitzachon of Klal Yisrael, what's the miracle of Chanukah, of Purim? Gevura. Gvura, because this was the miracle. Vaiter, loya mar gibor. Also, this is why they call that the anshe kineses hagadela. Also, inu v'amru adraba. This mamish is the favorite word of the Lubavitch Rebbe. Lubavitch Rebbe zuchus yogin aleinu. Lubavitch Rebbe, you would always say this, adraba. And sometimes he would say it twice. Adraba v'adraba. I love that expression. That comes to Lubavitch Rebbe. Zeichet sarak levracha zuchus yogin aleinu. You know that.
I just know the one Rabba? Rabba, the song Avram Fried sings.
I saw his nephew, Benny, he plays for his Gvaldigo.
Benny Friedman.
Yeah, Benny, I saw his Gvaldigo.
Nice
video, you gotta see this. The Amu Adaraba. This is Mamish, the Mamish Rebbe speaking with us today. Zuhi Givur. Rabbi Shaul Limni goes to the oil all the time. You know that? He goes to the oil and he's a mispal for all of us. The Gans Klali. So you know that? He goes to this all for you. He davens for you. He davens for you. Yeah, he davens for everyone. He really does. He davens. The tzaddik. He goes there. I had a very good time. I could have gone there, but this was too hard to go. I couldn't have gone. Adaraba. Zuhi Givuras Givurasai. See, two words. Givuras Mordik Nosach. The gevuras gevuras sounds like a sfiras oimer. Gevur shem gevur, malchus shem malchus. No, it sounds like sfiras oimer. What's tonight's oimer?
No, look at the Bach. He admits the word gevuras.
He takes that one word gevuras gevuras. I like both words. It sounds like sfiras. What's tonight's oimer? Tonight is 114 days in the oimer. You know that? Vayta.
Ne.
Shekoyvesh es Yitzroy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Koyvesh. How can you say this about the Baruch Hu? It's Koyvesh es Yitzroy. It's like Lamish. Very dangerous Gemara. Shekoyvesh es Yitzroy, Shenoisin Erech HaPayim Ol Roshim Hashem is patient to the wicked. Ve'eluchen Noroisov Shel Molei Moiroi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ehiach Uma Achas Yecholo Lehiskayim Bein Hu'umais Among the Umais. So Daniel, Daniel, he restored. They are frolicking in our base of Mikdash Rechalai. Hashem, he holds back. Does the Iker Gvura.
Yeah, but Daniel wanted to admit Gibor.
Yermia did Gibor.
No, Noraisav.
That was Daniel. I made a mistake. Let's go back to the Gemara. You're right. I'm
Mekakrim,
so sorry.
Usually say on frogs.
You're right.
The crow?
Means to frolic about.
What is frolic?
To dance, to be.
But interesting, that lashon they use on frogs.
Frogs,
croak.
Yeah. They croak. Mekakrim. Okay. It's really clear. Mekakrim, they have nice tests in the Hagois. Vitzioinim. They pay $7 million for this. What is it over in the Hagois? $7 million bucks right over in front of your eyes. Nice test. What does it say? The Ayin Yod Isa Merakdin dancing. V'cheinu Berashi Kisrayad V'kamri Shainim. Okay, $7 million of research went in to tell us that.
How do you know?
I know this. They wrote. They told us. They made these gemaras. $7 million went in to teach us that halacha. That gears over there. So you're right. You're totally right. Everything I say, you're always right. So he says over here, I'm not making a hechlo. I'm not aying on yourself. I'm not knowing. Also, deal. I'm not making a stabbing. The one of aying on yourself. I'm not giver. I'm a giver. Now over here, they're going backwards. Now we're going backwards. Also, inu ramu adraba zuhi givuras givuras. Shekayv just yitzur. So Daniel put him. The miracle of Purim was a gevur miracle. That was Daniel. Okay. The fact that even though the Goyim are dancing, they're mekarkin in the base of Migdash, Molim, Moirosh, Gilishbarch, Echum, Achas, Yechol, Yiskayim, Ben Umas. V'rabar on Hechi Avdei. Hach, if you're acting more, how could they do this? The Akre Takanda, the Takan Moshe. How could the original, how could Doniel,
and Yermia,
take away a Gibor Vahanoira? But you need a bezin shegodol mimenu bechochem of a minyan against Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar Rabbi Elazar Mitoch Sheyodim Hakadosh Baruch Hu is a very famous Gemara. Sheyodim Baruch Hu Sheamitai. Isn't he down in the shul here? Amitai.
Nee.
Amitai. That's where it comes. Amitai. He's a member of the shul here.
Nee.
Amitai. How come he doesn't come to the daf yomi? Amitai. Sheyodim Hakadosh Baruch Hu Sheamitai. Who that is? Emes. Lefichach loy kizu boy. They could not bring themselves to say a lie. How does it override Moshe Rabbeinu?
Right, exactly.
So I
how
guess it has to do that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara is teaching what it means, MS. I mean, when Moshe Rabbeinu said these words, I don't know, let's have Rashtos. There's no doubt that you can have over here Mamish, a whole library coming to explain what the Gemara means. There are many different dimensions. How does Rashi explain it? Rashi says...
No, what you just said before.
Shamitai. Maskim, let's see, represent maskim alo emes. Hashem is maskim. What does that mean? Maskim, to give you approval, a stamp of approval aloho emes. V'soinei es hasheker. Very interesting nusach, Rashi says. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say Hashem is oyev. If a Rishol Zev was writing this Rashi, would you use these two words together? L'chor, you would match. It's either you're going to be, you're going to oyev the emes and you soine the sheker, or you would say you mask him alo emes and you are and you reject sheker. Yet Rashi here, he says he puts two different words to the maskim. He's maskim alo emes v'soyli es ha-shekem. How does it say in the Gemara's Kasha? So since the ghost of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giber v'hanoyrad, it's mamash sheker, it's sheker. Hashem is soyne sheker. So it would seem on a very simple level, that overrides, that's an escape clause to the oiker, even if you're not godol mimenu b'chochma uv'minyan. We have a general rule that the words of a bezin, the later bezin, cannot contradict an earlier bezin. Ela imkein, that godol mimenu b'chochma uv'minyan. But if you find yourself in a matzav where what you're going to do is going to be sheker, then you do not need to be godol b'chochma of a million to override the previous bezdin. That's what it seems to say.
Okay.
And along, I mean, I know that obviously there's a lot of depth here. I mean, this is just mamish, not even scratching the surface. And obviously, not then when the law came that the anshei kineses hagadola, they were megala. No, it's not sheker. Because there's a different dimension. Okay, there's a dimension where we take us see the that we survive. That is interesting. It's not a stira, because when the Anshei Kines came along, Taka, it was Nisgale that we survived. We survived the Tkufas. It was Nisgale that Hashem is Kavish Yitzchak. In the early one, when Daniel and Yirmiyah did this, it was not yet Nisgale this. It was too early in history. Okay, Vayit in the Gemara. Shlomi with me?
Yeah.
You find this very boring, Mashiach?
No, good.
You sure, Lee, are you there still?
Yep, excellent.
We want to wish you a mazel tov, a hearty mazel tov to our Rebbe. It's a wonderful simcha. You should have a lot of nachas, only nachas and bracha and gezunt, atzlocha, siyad shmaya, and the simcha should be nispashet to your whole family, and to Shlomi Rabinowitz, and to Yishol Zev Lobel, very soon.
Thank you.
Vayit in the Gemara. Okay, v'kori achrei mois v'ach be'asar. Now, we don't do this. This is the kashva yesterday. Why don't we, b'zman hazeh, in America, why don't we read v'ach be'asar in parashas emor? We only read parashas achrei mois. V'namini, we have a stira, medalgin b'navi, v'in medalgin b'toyra. Over here, they're reading Parsha Acharei Mois, and then the Medalek to Parshas Emor, right? Emor comes after Acharei Mois. Shlomi, you're a Bal Kriya. You read the Torah for the Tzibur. You know about this. The only time you're not allowed to be medalic in the Torah is if you're going to have to be medalic so much time that by the time you finish reading the pasuk, the Torah will have already finished, and you're going to be waiting. You don't want to keep the customers waiting. So here, the jump after you finish the Achrimos, the gap, the distance to roll to Emor is short. So by the time the Meturgaman finishes translating the Pasuk, you will have already reached your destination, so therefore you're allowed to medalei to Parashas Emor. Good?
Yeah.
But we learn this Bryce another member. We learn medalgim minavi. You can medalgim minavi. We medalgim mitayra. We had kam medalek. V'chdei shelo yafsik aturgimon. So there, povakert. Even when it comes to a navi, when it says by a navi that you're allowed to be medalgim minavi, dafka there. When you, there's according to your answer that you gave me until now, when it comes to the Torah, you can medalek as long as you'll finish before by the time the Torah finishes. But a navi, you can be medalic so much by a Navi, even if it's going to be dead time. you're going to finish, the Targum is going to finish talking, and the Olam is going to have to wait. But we learned Pum Fakert. We learned that even when you are medallic in a Navi, you only allowed to be medallic a short distance, so that by the time the Meturgim finishes the translation, you will have already reached the new section. But in the Torah, you're not allowed to be medallic at all. Nothing. Zero. Now look, let's write some. So the answer is no. The only time we have that halacha that you're not medallic at all when it comes to the Torah, that's only when you're going to two inyanim. But if you're medallic in the same inyan, it's going to be mutter.
And let's what is the rash over here? You're allowed to skip when you're lame?
That's all discussion, because that's what we said, is that they would lay achare mois, and then they would be goylel to parashas emor. Look at the Rashi. The Rashi over here says, look at the Rashi on the bottom. Let's see over here. Where are you saying? Aval ach be also smuchi he it's close. But achare mos v'yachol liglol sham kodim shi'as katogeman. But pulls in front. Binyan echad. Kegoyin hacha. Here's the part we leave out of Gemara. This is up to the Gemara. Binyan echad. Kegoyin hacha. Sheshtei aparshiyos midavrois binyan yom kippurim. Medalgin b'chadei shlo medalgin. Now here's the condition. Sheloi yavsek haturgimon. V'ha diktaron de'afilu b'chadei shlo yavsek nami lo yidalek b'shnei inyanim. L'fi shedivrei tarihi as harois v'oynshinu mitzvois v'tzach sheyikonsu b'lev hashaymim. Unbelievable, he says, incredible things in this Rashi. Nachmol the Rashi. This Rashi is a whole shiur in of itself. Why are you not allowed to be medalek in a Torah, even b'chdei shelo yavsek ha'torgum? What's the reason? So he says, Nachmol, Kigoyin, Pacha. The reason why we're allowing you here on Yom HaKippurim to be medalek from Parashas Acharemos to Parashas Emor, because we're moving to the same topic. In Acharemos we're discussing the Aseda Havoida, and in Parashas Emor we're going to read Pesukim about Yom HaKippurim. So therefore we let you move. You can move, provided there's not going to be any delay, there's not going to be any tichu de tzibura. Okay, and Rashi above said, he's also it's very interesting, I said the word tichu de tzibura. That's not really what Rashi said. Rashi said a different expression. V'nimzu tzibur yoshvin umitzapin ein ze kvoy de tzibur. Yeah, the chilek is what's the chilek between tircha de tzibura and kevoy da tzibur? Is tircha de tzibura and kevoy da tzibur the zelba zach or are they different zachen?
No, it's different.
The different words in Rashi. Rashi says that night in kevoy da tzibur. What does ois yutes say? There's an ois yutes on the side. Ois yutes on the side says sarach loymar vein. Doesn't make any difference. Okay, that's something to take note of. Two different zachen when it comes to the tzibur. Kavanat tzibur and tircha de tzibur. Tzvei bazundra in yonim. Okay, there's tzvei and there's drei. Tzvei is two drei. He told me that in Shabbos, some Yiddish. Who told me that? He told me that, he told me new words. Drei. I never knew that. Drei is three. Here we have tzvei dinim. Tzvei dinim de tzibur. There's a din of kavanat tzibur and a din in.
Where's the Rashi?
The Rashi is on the left side of the page. Three quarters down. Left side of the page. Kan b'chdei sheyafsik atug. Now go to the very last Rashi. B'yin echad. B'yin echad. G'goyin. Hach ha-shtei parashis medarbis b'yin echad. Yimik b'mdalim b'chdei sheyafsik atug. G'goyin. V'ha diktani de'afilu b'chdei shelo yafsik nami lo yidalek. So here's a tremendous chish, what he says. This is b'shnei in yonim. L'fi y. Shedivri Torah hi. It's divrei Torah. Now, oischaf. What does oischaf say on the side of the Gemara? He less than b'chisrei yad. He takes the word he fine. So divrei Torah, as horos the Oinshin and Mitzvahs. Drei. You see that? There are zwei dinim in the tzibur, but there are drei in yonim here. You see that? You see, Sholim, he told me good words for today. There are zwei dinim in the tzibur, but there are drei in yonim in the Torah. There is Aschorois, Oinshin, and Mitzvahs. V'tzarech sheyikonsu b'leiv hashemin. The words have to penetrate the heart of the listeners. Now this is very hard. This next line is very difficult. U'chasha adam yoytze mishita l'shita acheres. Who's the adam here? Who's the adam?
The Balkaire.
Yeah, that's the adam of it. But who cares about him? We keep out the tzibur. Uchasha Adam Yoitse, he goes forth Mishita Lashita Acheres.
What do you mean Shita?
A row. When he's being medalek, he's moving, he's being goyle the sefer from this row to another row. Einoi Noyach Lehisboinon. What? It's not easy for the Adam. You start off by talking about the audience, the Shoyman. And now you're talking about the Adam. What? What's going on over here? When the Adam is Yoitze, Mishita, Lashita, what's the Zion say in the Bach? What does the Bach say? Rashi, Bein, Adam Yoitze, Mishita, Achas, Lashita, Acheres. Einoi, Noyach, it's not easy, Lehis, Boinon, to understand what is going on. So I'll tell you the answer. I'm telling you this is so true. If you don't believe me, then. The tzibur will listen. The tzibur, if you try to be a Baal Kriya, Shlomi, when you lay, do you know every Rashi when you lay in the Parsha? No?
Do I know the Taich?
Do you know the Taich, every word? When you lay in the Torah, when you're laying, you know exactly what you're laying. You know the Taich. You know every Rashi is going through your mind as you're reading. Automatically, the tzibur, they pay attention. Ever go to some shuls when during Kriya Satorah everyone is out to lunch, everyone is spaced out, and you go to some other shuls, they're really, really listening. Where's the magic? Where's the magic? Why in some shuls do they really, really listen, and why in some shuls does the Baal Kriya lay and no one's paying attention? The chilek is, if the Baal Kriya knows what he is saying, he fully comprehends what he's saying, and he's being mekayim Talmud Torah derabim, then the shoyman listen. So listen to what Rashi over here says. I'll tell you an incredible word over here. Shoyman, this shuli, you're not going to go tell us the shuli tonight. Is Rashi over here is telling you is that the reason why you're not medaleg me'inyin le'inyin is because the Baal Kriya, he has to be able to fully be in it. He has to be fully absorbed into what he's saying in order that the tzibur will be receptive to what he's saying. So if the tzibur, whatever the Baal Kriya can do, the tzibur can handle. But it's too hard for the Baal Kriya to fully absorb what he's reading when he does the Kriya. He's going to be reading about one inyan, and then he's going to turn the Sefer Torah to another inyan, and when you turn, you get all mabubal. You lose your concentration. And then when you start picking up from where you left off, you're not really in it. Your mind is elsewhere, and it's just lip service. And if you're going to be saying lip service to the tzibur is just, they're not going to absorb the message. The tzibur will be able to absorb whatever the Baal Kriya will be able to give over. But if the Baal Kriya is distracted, because in the middle of the Kriya, he has to be going to the Sefer Torah, he's all tzimished. So when he comes to the new section and then he starts laning, it's just the tape recorder that's coming out from him. He's not able to properly give over the with the right inflection and the right nuance what he's trying to say. There's a very tifa Rashi. This Rashi, because we learned yesterday that the Ikum Makar for Kriya Satoira comes from Yom Kippurim. Every single time you hear a Kriya Satoira on Shabbos, where does it come from Kriya Satoira? The only Kriya Satoira Deraisa is Yom Kippurim.
Deraisa?
Deraisa. only Kriyas HaTorah Deraisa is Yom HaKippurim in the afternoon in the Beis HaMikdash when the Kohen Gadol.
So Ezra HaSoiv was Masakeh.
No, not Ezra HaSoiv. That's a Takkarat Rabbanon. But Ezra and Moshe cannot be Masakeh in something that's not rooted somewhere. A dugma.
When do we
a dugma. The Gemara yesterday. The Gemara yesterday spoke about it a little bit.
Deraisa?
It's a Pasuk. I don't remember the Pasuk. It's a Pasuk. We didn't see the whole Pasuk.
What we laying on Yom Kippur?
No, not what we do. What they did in the Beis HaMikdash. What we do is the Rabbanon. But in the Beis HaMikdash in the afternoon, the Kohen Gadol would weep from the Sefer Torah. And the whole Sibin, the Ezra's Noshim, the Kohen Gadol would read. That Kriyas HaTorah is the only Kriyas HaTorah Deraisa. It's a Kriyas Deraisa. That's the Makar why Chazal have the ability to make a Kriyas HaTorah other times during the year.
Mm-hmm.
So the here we learn the Ikar Yisoy. The Ikar Yisoy of the year is the Medalg and you have to be able to concentrate.
Yeah. Okay, Shkoyach.
What happened to he dropped down in the middle of the road.
Shkoyach, thank you very much.
Shkoyach to you.
Thank you very much.
The return of Shlomi Rabinowitz. He came back. Chazor Bach. Because